Welcome. Today we're heading to Hvar, Croatia, and the nearby Paklenje Islands, an Adriatic pairing that rewards a slower pace. Think historic stone streets, clear water coves, straightforward island food, and just enough planning to keep the day relaxed. Hvar can be lively, especially around its waterfront, but that is only one side of it. The aim here is to balance the town's energy with time on the water, then leave room for the small, unplanned moments that make an island stay memorable. Start in Hvar town itself, ideally without treating it as a place to rush through on the way to a beach. Its historic core is compact, pale with local stone, and built for wandering rather than ticking off landmarks. The main square, often called Pijaka, is a useful point of orientation. It opens toward the waterfront and gathers together cafes, passing boats, promenading visitors, and the layers of town life that make Hvar feel both polished and lived in. At one end, the cathedral area gives the square a quieter historical focus. Pause long enough to notice the details: worn paving, shuttered facades, narrow lanes leading away from the open space, and the way the town climbs gently toward the hillside. Then look upward. The hilltop fortress, Fortica, is the natural landmark above town. The walk up asks for decent shoes and a little patience, but the view explains Hvar's geography: harbor below, islands scattered across the water, and a coastline shaped by sea travel. This is also where a little reasonable disagreement with Hvar's reputation helps. Yes, the waterfront can feel busy and glamorous, but an early walk, a side street at midday, or a sunset view from above can reveal a far calmer, more textured place. My suggestion is simple: give the town an evening and a morning. In the evening, follow the harbor as its mood changes. In the morning, visit the square before day boats and day trippers set the pace. The Paklenje Islands are the release valve from town. This nearby island group is known for coves, swimming stops, pine-fringed shorelines, and lunches that are best enjoyed without watching the clock. A quick clarification: the name is sometimes rendered in ways that suggest something dramatic, but the experience is usually gentle. The important thing is not to assume every inlet will be empty. Conditions, boat traffic, and crowd levels can change from one cove to another. The obvious stops can be attractive for good reason, yet they may be busiest in high summer. If quiet matters to you, ask locally about less crowded coves that suit the day's wind and sea conditions, rather than committing to one famous name in advance. Choose the kind of day you actually want. A water taxi or organized boat outing can make the route easy. A private hire gives more control, but does not guarantee solitude. Either way, leave time for one good swim and one unhurried meal. Be realistic around the water. Rocky shores can be slippery, boats may come and go, and the sea is not a swimming pool. Watch where you enter, keep clear of boat lanes, follow local guidance, and turn back early if conditions become uncomfortable. There is real pleasure in doing less here. Swim, dry off in the shade, read for 20 minutes, have lunch, and swim again. Trying to collect too many coves can turn a beautiful island day into a checklist with a boat engine underneath it. For a first visit, 2 or 3 days is a very workable frame. On day one, arrive, settle in, and keep the plan close to Hvar town. The square, cathedral area, waterfront, and perhaps the fortress if the light and your energy are right. That first evening is for observation rather than ambition. Find a simple dinner, walk along the harbor, and notice which parts of town feel lively and which feel residential. You will make better choices the next day once you understand the rhythm. Day 2 belongs to the Paklenje Islands. Confirm the available boat options locally, check the weather, and decide whether you prefer a flexible water taxi arrangement or a planned excursion. Bring water, sun protection, and footwear suitable for stone and shorelines. Aim for fewer stops, not more. Pick a cove for swimming, allow a long lunch if that appeals, and keep a margin for the return. Island travel becomes much easier when you treat connections as part of the day, not an interruption to it. If you have a third day, resist the urge to repeat the same formula automatically. Use it for a slower coastal walk, a quieter part of Hvar, or an inland moment among the island's dry stone landscape and vegetation. That extra day also protects the itinerary from weather. A windy or unsettled morning does not have to ruin the trip if the boat outing can shift. Hvar town has enough character to hold your attention while you wait for better conditions. Food on Hvar is best approached with a coastal appetite and modest expectations. Look for simply prepared seafood, grilled fish or meat, olive oil, seasonal vegetables, and bread that invites you to slow down rather than rush to the next view. Dalmatian wine is a natural companion, but let the setting do some of the work too. A lunch near the water can be lovely precisely because it is not complicated. Something grilled, a salad, local olive oil, and time enough to enjoy the conversation around you. For many travelers, late spring or early autumn offers the best balance. Generally pleasant weather, a more comfortable pace, and fewer peak summer pressures. It is still the Adriatic, though, so sea temperature, rain, wind, and boat conditions can vary. Getting there and moving around calls for flexibility. Ferries and other connections are central to a HVAR trip, so verify your onward route locally and allow extra time. Avoid building a day so tightly that one changed connection unravels everything. In HVAR town, walking is often the best transport. For the Pekleni Islands, use water taxis or excursions that fit your comfort level and the day's conditions. Listen to skippers and local staff. They know when a road is sensible and when it is not. Respect is practical here. Take rubbish with you, use water thoughtfully, avoid disturbing swimmers and marine life, and keep voices low in residential lanes late at night. The coves and old streets remain enjoyable only when visitors treat them as shared, fragile places. The useful takeaway is this. HVAR works best when you pair its historic town with unhurried time on the water. See the square and fortress, choose one or two coves rather than chasing them all, and leave space for a long lunch or a quiet swim. Thanks for listening. I hope this gives you a calmer, more generous way to approach HVAR and the Pekleni Islands. Travel patiently, check conditions, and let the Adriatic set a slightly slower rhythm. Until next time, goodbye.